Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've seen people just so mad and so bitter and upset. I followed so-and-so and did what they said, and it messed up my life. Well, that's your fault.
That's right. Amen.
Why'd you have to follow? Why couldn't you pray for yourself?
That's right.
Why couldn't you hear from God for yourself? Instead of just blindly doing what they told you to do. You got no right being bitter at them. Didn't expect this, did we, tonight? Is it scripture or not?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of folks bitter and mad and upset and holding grudges against people. But the truth is, if they had prayed and been led, they wouldn't have got mixed up in that situation with them to begin with.
Amen.
And if they hadn't done that, they would be dealing with none of this aftermath.
That's right.
So whose fault is it? You have the Holy Spirit. You have a Bible. You can pray. You can hear from God. I said you can hear from God. You. Somebody say, I can hear from God for myself. How many understand that's one of the most important things you could ever know or hear or believe? I can hear from God for myself. It's so important. I believe God's going to give us light and revelation, and we may camp on it for months until we get further along this than we ever have before. How many is interested in knowing how to hear from God better than you ever have before?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Then start believing with me now, because I think I'm already on it.
Come on.
How do you have a miracle? Number one, hear from Him. Number two is just do what you heard from Him.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do till you hear from Him.
Yeah.
Nothing to do till you hear from Him. Yeah. Nothing is going to work.
That's right.
So it really comes back to
faith
comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And faith's the victory that overcomes the world. Hearing from Him. This is a major deficiency and problem in the church. In the body of Christ, millions of people do not believe or they're not confident in their ability to hear from God for themselves. In fact, in a lot of groups, they're being told from the pulpit, we will tell you what God's will is for you. You can't figure this out. This is too hard for you, too complicated for you. You can't understand the Bible. We're the ones that have the answers. But it's not right. I said, that's not right. And that's not true. And other folks are telling people, you're so carnal, you're so dumb, I'm the spiritual one in this family, in this relationship, and I can tell you what the will of God is. And various examples and variations of that thing. But I want you to say it again. The Holy Spirit, the greater one,
is in me.
I'm a child of God.
I'm born of God.
And I can hear from God,
about my life
for myself. I can hear from Him.
I'm His sheep.
I know His voice.
I can hear from Him
for myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. That one thing right there is the beginning of a revolution in your life. You get that, it will totally change your life. These past 30-some years of ministry that Phyllis and I have been involved, you know where it began? It began as young people seeking and praying God and getting to the place where they believed they could hear from Him. And we believe we heard from the Lord, go do this, go move here, go do this. And one thing led to another, led to another. Come on, can you see this? Led to another, led to another. He helped us find and get on His path and continue to follow it. It all began and is continued through hearing from Him. hearing from Him. Now you never get to the point where you say, well, I got it now, and I'll just walk out what we've written down. No, you got to abide in the vine. You got to check in with Him every day, every afternoon, every evening. You got to live in Him, stay in Him, talk to Him, ask Him.
Amen.
Are you born again?
Yes.
Then you are alive to God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. You can hear from Him. You can get from Him what you need. And in doing that, you're enabled to try things and prove things instead of blindly trusting something else to tell you what's the will of God and what's the plan of God. You know, I've had people get upset with me and say, well, you know, we want you to do this in this church or in this ministry. We want you to do this. More than once I've had to tell them, I don't do what I want to do.
Amen.
Why should I do what you want to do?
Come on.
And one of these days soon, I'm going to stand before the Lord and give an account of how I led this and what I did.
Amen.
And you know what ain't going to fly? Me saying, they told me what to do. And I did it. I'm sorry, but I was listening. What's he going to say? What would he tell me? Did they call you?
That's right.
Did they call you? Are they your Lord?
No.
Are they your King? You better listen to me.
That's right.
Who's your King?
Jesus.
Who's your Lord?
Jesus.
Who's your Master?
Jesus.
Can you get it from Him? Can you get? I mean, certainly. It's your life. Who's going to know more about your life than you? He said that you may prove what's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 said, prove all things and then hold fast that which is good. Just because somebody prophesies to you does not mean you're supposed to accept it or believe it. Much less do it. What are you supposed to do? Prove it. Check it. Test it. Everything that you hear preached and taught, including what I'm preaching right now, you're not supposed to just swallow it and not check anything. You're supposed to check it against the Word. You're supposed to check it against the witness that you have inside you. You're supposed to check it. Check it. Somebody say, check it.
Check it.
Check it. Some of the biggest mistakes that people have made is they just blindly and gullibly believed what somebody told them and hooked up to that and went and did it. And one of the reasons is because they lacked confidence that they could hear from God or just too lazy to seek God and pray and hear for themselves.
Exactly. Come on.
Or they want somebody to blame if it don't turn out well.
Amen. Right. Come on.
Don't want to take any responsibility. Just blame you.
Uh-huh.
You told me what to do and you messed me up. But that ain't going to fly with God.
That's right.
I guarantee you, when you stand before the Lord to give an account of your life, ain't nobody going to be up there with you but you.
That's right.
If you point your finger, ain't going to be nobody there to point to.
Amen.
Yeah, but it ain't going to do any good to bring them up. Come on, somebody say it out loud again. I can hear from Him.
I can hear from Him.
And what are you supposed to test and try and prove?
All things.
You know, the Bible says this is supposed to be true concerning people that help in the church. 1 Timothy 3:8. The deacons are supposed to be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. Now, deacons were not originally designated to run a church.
Amen.
Their original designation in Acts was waiting on tables.
That's right.
My, how things have changed. But it's basically somebody that's helping. A minister in whatever capacity. Ministering just means serving, helping. And he goes on to say, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And verse 10, do what?
Proven.
Let them first be what?
Proved.
You see, sometimes people that are famous, get saved, and next thing you know, people put them in top positions of leadership or in ministry. Big mistake. You see people come into church. Nobody knows them, but maybe they have a little money. And people begin to put them in positions of influence. Big mistake. Big mistake. What did the Bible say? Let them first be proved. What does that mean? Now here's the big thing. It's going to take some time to do that. Folks are in too big of a rush. There's going to take some time to do that. And check. Now, you're not against people. You're not looking for faults. But you don't trust when there's no reason to trust.
That's right. Come on.
So there's this confusion. People think because I'm supposed to love, that means I'm supposed to trust. No, friend. Love is not trust. They're two different things. First you try, then you trust. Did I make this up or am I looking at scriptures? When are we supposed to trust these individuals for deacons? After they've been tried. That's going to take some time. What does that mean? You watch them. You see what they do. You see what they do with this. You see how they respond to that. Let them first be proved. Let them first demonstrate. In our microwave drive-through Instagram world. Nobody has the patience for this, they think. And people get impatient. And so many times leadership, including pastors, are in fear. If we don't do something with them, they may leave. Well, if you're doing it based off of fear, that ain't the Spirit leading you. That's fear leading you. And you know who's leading you if fear's leading you? The destroyer. And you know where he's leading you? To some destruction. Your fears will come on you.
That's right.
And it won't be good. And they'll probably still leave after the train wreck.
Come on. That's true.
I had a fellow tell me one time he had some famous people in his church, some celebrities. I mean, very well known. And he looked at me and kind of winked like somebody asked about it. He said, those people are more trouble than any 500 other folks in the church put together. Well, it's your fault if you treat them with favor. The scripture said you're not supposed to.
Amen.
You don't say, sit over here in the good place and this person that's unknown and don't have money sit on the floor.
Yeah.
Did he say not do that?
Yes.
Why? They may be a big shot in the world, but that don't make them anything in the church. Don't make them anything in God. Let them, somebody say, let them first be proved. Let them first be proved.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.